Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of bbfohio.com. I'm Pastor Greg, and I welcome you to our study in Luke chapter 21, verse 28, as we consider what it means to the Church of Jesus Christ when our Savior said, "When these things begin to come to pass." For the conclusion of this two-part message, go to our website, bbfohio.com, then scroll down to the Most Recent Studies playlist, where you can watch the video or simply listen to the audio by clicking the appropriate button. And if you don't have a local church to attend and cannot join us at Bible Believers Fellowship in Worthington, Ohio, you will want to take note of the live stream screen at the top of that page and join us there at service times in your time zone. The player will automatically play, and you can join us for the services each Sunday at 10 a.m. when we have open Bible study for Sunday school. Then again each Sunday at 11 a.m. for the Sunday morning service, and then every Wednesday at 7 p.m. for our midweek service. All times are Eastern time zone. And that website again is bbfohio.com. And now we begin with the current events update and then our study in Luke chapter 21, verse 28, titled, "When These Things Begin to Come to Pass." This is
the current events update
of two.
Number one, we were challenged nicely regarding our report on NASA on a Wednesday night, 11/16. This is my comment here that nicely. It wasn't like, "You liar," you know, or anything like that. But they just challenged me. I wanted to share it with you.
And lastly, to the moon. But with a globalist, woke, and evolutionary agenda. And it's evolutionary. And I'll just summarize this. They're hoping to find extraterrestrial life in order to bolster the evolutionary fairy tale. Because if they can come up with some form of life on another planet, say, "See, it just popped into existence and evolved," or it may became, they call it panspermia. It may have come from an alien advanced race way out there somewhere, and they came and planted seeds of life on there. You know, it's just cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs. But they're grasping at anything that they can get rid of creation and its creator. Anything so that it's all natural and didn't involve a creator God. That's the whole point. If life exists out there, it must have come from non-living matter and evolved. And if you don't think that that's behind the agenda of NASA, you're clueless. They've been saying it since I was a baby.
And that was a while ago. The challenge was that I didn't just give a summary. I didn't actually provide anything from NASA. So I'm going to do that now. I want to show you the NASA space program is motivated by the desire to rid humanity of God, the God of the Bible. They don't mind if you have a God who's just out there somewhere. But this is NASA's purpose behind the Juno mission. Have you heard of the Juno mission? It's they've now got the Juno module orbiting Jupiter and collecting data and everything. This is from their website, the section for Juno. These are their words. Quote, "Juno will improve our understanding of the solar system's beginnings by revealing the origin and evolution of Jupiter. It is all to explain away creation and put everything in natural terms. Everything just happened." This is their mission overview. It was launched back in 2011. It arrived at Jupiter in 2016. And the goal, quote, "understand origin and evolution of Jupiter." And it goes on to look for solid planetary core, map magnetic field, and all that, et cetera, et cetera. And then I got this from Hubble. This is Hubble captures three phases of evolving supernova in ear. That's a joke. It was truncated. but and I couldn't get the link to work to find out what the rest of that says. Yeah, something like that. But anyway, there's, again, three phases of evolving supernova. Everything's evolving. And so you're gonna, if you go to NASA's website, it's all over the place in their statements, and they have a globalist agenda. They are all about bringing the whole world together, and so everything they do is with the international outreach kind of flavor to it, so that we can all hold hands together. The International Space Station. And it's really only been, United States is the mover and shaker. They worked some with the Russians. Everyone else, they just go up on NASA craft and visit. It's not international. But see, they don't want to call it an American thing because they're globalists. And they want everybody to feel like, oh, you're a part of it. Huh? Cameroon. Right. So it's the Antichrist spirit of Babel. And what the Bible tells us to do is have discernment. So please start reading things with Bible goggles on so you can see what's going on. Genesis 11:1 says, and the whole earth was of one language and of one speech. That's not, God says this is a bad thing because of how man uses it. So what's he do? Well, at first they said, go to, let us build us a city and a tower whose top may reach unto where?
Heaven.
And let us make us a name, lest we, look at all that, it's all about us, we, lest we be scattered abroad upon the face of the whole earth. So what did God do? He scattered them abroad upon the face of the whole earth. And that's what's wrong with what's going on today with most of public education and most anywhere where you see the word peace today. It's a godless, beat our chest, man, look what man can do. I got news for you. That includes most conservatives today. Pride in America. Proud to be an American. Proud to be MAGA. Proud patriot. You always proud. And when you, they're not just saying things and not really meaning it. When you read a lot of stuff they're writing, everything, a lot of those people are very godless. And we talked about those people during the tribulation period who won't take the mark, but they'll fight the Antichrist. That's what kind of people these are. And so we thank God for anybody who stands up for the Constitution, but don't be fooled. Just because you're a conservative doesn't mean you're a Christian. And I'm not even talking about the rhinos or the liberals. No glory to God. That's the big problem. But God promises in Obadiah 1:4, though thou exalt thyself as the eagle, and though thou set thy nest among the stars.
Yeah.
Their goal is they're going to put a station up on the moon. And the International Space Station will be the go-between to the moon, and then from the moon to Mars, somewhere they're saying around 2030. And then the idea is to skip wherever they can put a base. And God says, thence will I bring thee down, saith the Lord. Secondly, in our current events update, the anti-Christian hate is heating up. Of course, it's been hot all over the world. Christian persecution is escalating in at least 18 countries. Escalating. It's already in many countries, but in 18 countries, they saw escalating trends. 200 Pakistani Christians, just for an example, were left homeless after authorities bulldozed their homes without warning. Just because they're Christians, they brought bulldozers. Can you imagine you guys sitting there watching the football game yesterday and the bulldozers show up to bulldoze your place and you're yelling and screaming and they're doing it and they're like, why are you doing it? It's because you're a Christian. That's the only reason they did it. China does it. And in places like Saudi Arabia and other countries, you can't even, if you just talk about Jesus, you can get your head cut off. Meanwhile, in America, this is the kind of stuff going on the social media sites. This man who acts like a woman says, dear media outlets, why the blank are y'all doing so many stories and interviews with Candace Cameron Bure? She's a bigot. Instead, amplify LGBTQ voices and stars. Listen to this. They are so perverted that they lie and lie and lie. Quote, our voices and experiences always end up being silenced.
Yeah.
And voices like hers get published. The queers control the media. Every mainline station, including Fox News and Newsweek, all of them call men women and call women men and talk about gay rights and gay marriage in a favorable manner. And listen, they're coming against Candace Cameron Bure because she's on Great American Family Network and said that she's going to make movies that are based in traditional marriage.
Amen.
That's not good enough. We tried to tell people for years, these queers, these sodomites, these whatever you want to call them, are not gay. They're angry. They hate their own lives. They hate their lives. They hate God. They hate Jesus Christ. They hate the followers of Christ. And they are all about forcing you to completely embrace Sodom. It's not good enough that you let them do anything. All we want to do is get married. Not good enough. Now it's adopt children. Now it's you better do our marriage. They're trying to force you to do their marriages with the Respect for Marriage Act. And put you in prison if you won't do the things they want you to do for their sin that they call a lifestyle. It's an abomination. If you don't believe me, watch the Sunday school class this morning. God says that when you choose that wickedness, you're the abomination, not your sin. You are the abomination. That's Bible. I don't care what your Sunday school teacher taught you. I don't care what your own mother taught you. The Bible says that God says that when you embrace that sin and you identify yourself as LGBTQ, you have become the abomination. And people say, well, God's going to judge America because of homosexuality. I got news for you. It is the judgment of God on this nation.
Amen.
Probably a mix of between killing all the babies we have since 1973 and all the other porn and wickedness pouring out of this country. And he's cursing us with LGBTQ. That's the reality. I won't get into the other people, but this is the kind of stuff that they don't do anything about. Focus on the family headquarters vandalized by an LGBT group after that Club Q shooting.
Wow.
And the left is becoming more and more violent. This is a story. They had places where people were spray painting, if abortion ain't safe, you ain't safe. If we can't murder babies, we're going to murder you. That's what they're saying. Pro-life centers are 22 times more likely to be attacked than abortion facilities. If you watch the news, you'd think it's the opposite. They make a big deal anytime even threats even call in at an abortion facility. They don't even report when pro-life pregnancy centers are damaged. There are bomb threats. There are all kinds of things going on there, and they don't even report it. Much of the hate toward Bible believers is from the religious left. That's something a lot of Christians are waking up to. More than half of the people who call themselves Christian in this country are a bunch of liars. They're not Christians. They're fakes. Ask them if they believe that Jesus Christ is the only way to heaven. You must be born again. That He is God in human flesh who paid for the sins of the whole world, was buried and rose from the dead bodily, and is going to rapture us out of here. You won't find, I bet, if I was a betting man, I'd put money down on that it'd be less than 60% of the people you would talk to who call themselves Christian and are members of churches.
Amen.
The Bible said there'd be a great falling away. We're there.
Amen.
The majority of Christians and churches are gone. And they're attacking the true Bible believers. In John 16:2, Jesus said, yea, the time cometh that whosoever killeth you will think that he doeth God's service. I believe, we've already seen some of that, obviously. But it would be a lot worse if they just had the power and ability to do it. They'd do it. And finally, some quick picks. Just a reminder, follow the science. Follow the science. Vaccinated people are now a majority of COVID-19 deaths. We showed you that from the Washington Post, left-wing publication. It's no longer a pandemic of the unvaccinated. I got news for you. It never was. That was just pure propaganda from an Orwellian communist Biden administration. And sadly, a lot of Republicans and independents got all caught up in it just as well. On a lighter note, the inventor of the windshield factor died recently. He was 82, but he felt like he was 64. And how many of you ate some plant-based mashed potatoes? It even says in small print up there, made for NASA. You know why I think they did that? Because isn't that how dumb these people are? Like, oh, plant-based. Oh, I'm virtue signaling. Take my picture. Put it on social media. Soccer team apologizes for running up the score to 2-0 in a blowout. If you hate soccer like me, you'll get that. It's the most boring sport ever invented. And the United States and England went to an exciting finish of 0-0 the other day. And it's typical of soccer. If you're out there running around kicking the ball, I'm sure it's fun, but I've tried to watch it. I'm like, well, this is the wave of the future. All the communists are, you know, joining on, you know, this. I was told when I was a kid, that's a communist sport. Why? Because you don't have to have any money to play it. And in communism, you're all poor. So if they make us all communists, soccer is the game. All you need is a fishnet and a ball. Think about that. It takes a little money to play football, and have, especially if you play tackle with pads and helmets and everything. You got baseball, you know, not as much money, but it takes a little more money. But soccer is the game that the whole world can play when you're all in third world status.
Wow.
I'm not saying it's a sin to play soccer. I'm just saying I can't stand it. Turkey denied presidential pardon after photos emerge of it attending January 6th. See him there? He's got the MAGA hat on. These are Babylon Bee. Just in case some of you think this is the real news, because you can't tell these days.
I'm glad that one's fake.
In huge, this one could be real. In huge Black Friday sales, store to sell everything for the price it was before Biden became president. You think about it, if they put the prices back down to where they were in 2020, you know, summer of 2020 or whatever, that'd be a huge sale. All right, when these things begin to come to pass, in light of the signs of the second coming, how should believers respond? We're just going to read one verse, Luke 21:28. So if you dare, read that with me. And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. Amen? Now, the reason why I'm going to focus on this morning, I want to spend some time here for a few minutes, because there's a lot of people who we would otherwise agree with, who are dispensational, pre-tribulation, etc., and they will tell you that this verse isn't something that we should grasp and take as a promise or a commandment. And I just believe they're wrong. Amen. And I believe they hurt people when they take these kind of promises away from them. And I think it also distorts your understanding of Scripture. And what we're all about when we get together at BBF is to help you understand the Scripture so that when you go home and read it the other 6 days of the week, that you understand what you're reading and God's Holy Spirit can work in your heart and mind because you have clarity when you're in His Word. This is something else I saw. Jesus accused of being a Christian nationalist after saying he's going to establish his kingdom over the whole earth. But you know, the reason that it's funny because, you know, that's what Christians have always said, preach the gospel to the whole world.
Yeah.
And then one day Jesus is going to rule and reign. That's Christianity. But today's leftists are so clueless, have never been taught anything about Christianity. So then when they hear the real truth about Christianity, they're shocked. They're like, what is this cult in our midst? It's Christianity. And you'll see that among people. They have no idea what Christianity is, and they think they know, and then they're going to tell you you're a bad Christian when you're a good Christian. If you preach against sin, if you preach the gospel, if you say Jesus is the only way to heaven, you're a terrible Christian. Like, what are you basing that on? Have you actually read just the Gospel of John, for example? I'll sit down once in a while, get them to read it. Come over here to Matthew 23 with me. I've had a couple times where they read it and they're like, wow, I never knew that was in the Bible. It's a good book. You ought to read it sometime. Amen? There's one important word that many Bible teachers and readers miss in our text. A lot of times this one word makes all the difference.
Yep.
And when these things begin to come to pass, that's what they miss. It's not just when these things come to pass. When these things begin to come to pass. They begin and these things have begun. Jesus isn't speaking to those going through the tribulation when he says that. He's talking to his followers, and in the context, he's talking about leading up to the things. And it says he is speaking to those who see the beginnings of these things. Now just think about it. Israel being regathered into her land. From the time of Christ, we'll say 70 AD, after he ascended to heaven, 70 AD, Israel, the Jews, have been scattered around the whole planet. No other people group have survived that. They have not maintained their language. They have not maintained their religion. They have not gone back to their land and established the government again as a people. Only one people group have ever done that. Just happens to be the one God said he would do that with. It's one of the greatest evidences for the existence of God, and that God being the God of the Bible, is the prophecies about Israel. And we're seeing the final stage of that taking place before our eyes. Jeremiah 30, we read not too long ago in our Bible reading, "For lo, the days come," this is verse 3, "saith the Lord, that I will bring again the captivity of my people Israel and Judah, saith the Lord." And we looked at why that's talking about. We know it's talking about the end times. He goes on to say, "And I will cause them to return to the land that I gave to their fathers, and they shall possess it." Later he says they'll never be removed again. Well, that couldn't have been when Jesus came, because they were removed again. But there's this time they're going back. It's not a complete fulfillment. Israel right now is just as godless as they were in 70 AD. And there's a remnant of believers over there. But when this thing's all said and done, we're seeing a stage being set for when Jesus returns. And so, Jews have begun going home. Number 2, global government and digital currency. We've talked about, when I was a kid, they were just talking about this. That one of these days, you're not even going to have to use cash. How many of you lived in the 70s and early 80s and remember those discussions?
Yeah.
How many of you haven't even lived in a world where you had to have cash? Because as of anybody being born in the late 90s, you've been able to get by without cash.
Yeah.
And there's more and more talk about not even being able to have cash. That's their goal. Well, that's what Revelation 13 says we should look for. And when it begins to come to pass, look up! "And he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and bond, to receive a mark in their right hand and their foreheads, and that no man might buy or sell, save he that had the mark." Not cash. A mark. "Or the name of the beast, or the number of his name." So you have to have this, be into this system, a cashless system, in order to even be able to buy, sell, or trade. We're seeing it. The cashless global currency has begun to take effect. Look up, amen?
Amen.
The revival of Sodom. It's wild how many professing Christians are so spiritually blank to not even recognize that what's going on with the so-called LGBTQ movement today is a huge fulfillment of Bible prophecy. Just simply, Jesus said in Luke 17:28, "Likewise also as it was in the days of Lot." Where did Lot live? And Sodom was just like the major cities in the United States of America, just like Tel Aviv and Jerusalem and Israel, just like most major cities around the world, full of Sodomites, full of perversion, full of, I believe it was the equivalent of what we call today, child sex trafficking. And I believe just like today, a lot of the politicians were involved in it. Lot was the exception. The Sodomite revival has begun, and I'll say it, and I'll never apologize for telling you the truth. This is a fact. Pedophilia is part of the Sodomite LGBTQ movement. Don't you be fooled. You go back and study from 1969, the modern movement that began at Stonewall Union up there in New York, where they rioted because they were being told they couldn't have sex in the streets and have sex out in trailers, there's 18-wheeler trailers they fill with men, and I won't get into all that, what they were doing, and they rebelled government and had a riot. But from that point on, so that's what gave birth to the gay pride movement. Most Americans have this pretty idea of, oh, this gay couple was discriminated against, and that's what caused. That ain't what caused the gay pride. The gay rights movement was begun by a bunch of fornicating, wicked, abominable people gathered by the dozens for.